Hey guys, this is your host, your goddess, Sherelle, aka Relly. First of all, we're just going to stand up real quick because I have to acknowledge this person. And who knows, she may never hear this podcast, but the point is, if you're a fucking fan of Nikki, you already know that this episode is going to be called Queen, because for me, Nicki Minaj is such an idol for me. I need to play a little sign. Oh my God, love it. First of all, okay, so recently Nicki Minaj has been putting a lot of work out, and it's been very gradual, if you notice. For me, I know that a lot of male rappers, right, whether you like just the beats or whether you just like the aspect of the new hip-hop, whatever your era is, that's you. But point is, there are a lot more female rappers out there, of course, but I will always feel like Nicki is always going to be remembered, is remembered on a fucking daily for the things that she fucking does. Like, me and my bestie, we love Nicki Minaj. But point is, I don't even know. I just wanted to talk about, because first of all, she's a Sagittarius, and I always get along with Sagittarius anyway, so the fact that she is one is pretty fucking dope. I admire Nicki for many things. It's not just the wigs and the inventions of certain styles and stuff like that. It's her penmanship is crazy. Like, her pen, the way she pushes her pen, the lyrics. When I go through her lyrics, I'm such a fan. Shout out to my bestie E. She is such a fan as well too. It's like, I'm like obsessed. I'm obsessed. I can't even help it. Like, I'm obsessed. Yo, this is my part right here. Oh my God. When the queen leaves, bitches wanna come in like a cockroach. Until I'm cooking in the kitchen like a pot roast. That's the spectrum. Ooh, Doritos, bitches mad cause they nachos. Shout out my vatos. Shout out the hoes of washing me like my vatos. Why did you post those? Making y'all jumpy since I heard like ghost hoes. All right, sorry guys. I got. Okay, point is, if you're a fucking Nicki fan, then you obviously know that she's been coming out with work. I am going on a mission. Like, my bestie and I are going on a mission to find a way to go to any one of her concerts that she might have coming up or something, because we're such a huge fucking fan. I'm over here trying to go through, like, what is your favorite Nicki? Like, Lee Bundy. Ooh, remember this one? This shit was fucking fire. She got fucking bars from the fucking beginning. Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I Minaj with him and let me eat my ass like a cupcake. My man full, he just ate. I don't give a... Oh my God, I get so excited, I forget the words. Word about my butt fake. These girls are my sons, Johnny Kate plus Kate. First of all, I would love to know, like, on a daily, if I had the opportunity to hang out with Nicki for like a week, what, like, how does she get into her vibe? You know, like, the documentaries show us on YouTube. If you haven't seen the documentary of Nicki Minaj, you are fucking late. Get the fuck on it, child. Get on it. When you watch the documentary, obviously, before, we know that she goes in the studio, she loves her almonds and cranberries, you know, her tea or all the things that she needs when she's in the studio, her warm blankets. She has to make sure it's warm in there. But now, since it's been years later, is there anything new that changed for her? Does she still, like, there's so many things I would love to interview her about. And it's not even on to be on some, like, I seen all the interviews with Nicki. It's literally just to sit and just to vibe with her. Because I feel like poetry for me, when I started out, when I was 14, 15, I've been obsessed with Alicia Keys. And I still am. So it's the way the writing is for me that gets me as a fucking fan for Nicki. Let me see. What's another one I like? Let me see. Oh my God. I was still staring at them titties though. Yo, this one was good too. Ooh, that one's good too. Yo, fucking beast. She's a beast, yo. And the queen, no. Yo, crazy. When you're from the Bronx, anybody will fucking tell you, it's already hard as it is growing up in the Bronx. You have, like, so many cultures there. Obviously, where I grew up from, it was a lot of, you know, Puerto Rican, Dominican, and Black. Obviously, Mexican, too, but I just feel like there's a certain type of style that she will always have because she's from New York. I was just watching a video with her not too long ago about, I think she said something, was that her? No, scratch what I was going to say. It was a YouTube video I was watching with Princess Diana. And she was saying that she kind of manifested that she always wanted to work with Nicki. And, you know, she was just as surprised that she wanted to hop on it and stuff. But the fact of the artist that Nicki is also working with, you can kind of tell that Nicki just doesn't work with just anybody, you know. And for one, Ice Spice being from the fucking Bronx, you know, she's already a representation as soon as when you do say it. So your first album is going to have to be like, or your first feature for anything is going to have to be something really awesome. And for her to be putting out Princess Diana, I was like, you know what? I could fuck with her. So let me just check out Ice Spice too. So I feel like when your name is attached to people in a sort of speak, it will eventually elevate you. I'm not saying Ice Spice wasn't, you know, important or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I give her credit where credit is due. You know, I just love the fact that Nicki is from New York. She grabbed somebody who else is from New York. And then she's also dealing with, you know, the girl that did Pound Town as well too. It's just a lot of things that I know that you have to have as a artist in order for a fan to keep wanting to follow you. And I don't know, I feel like this is like this weird angelic light for me. I know that Nicki Minaj is very explicit and all the other bullshit, but I'm just saying to keep it 100, her work ethic is amazing. The way she carries herself, whether you choose to think that she's a bitch or not, that's your perspective. I feel like Nicki is also an entertainer, but she's also human. You know, so sometimes your motherfuckers be acting stupid on the live or whatever the case might be, or just like all these blogs that come out. You don't know what the fuck her life is like. And the fact that she is constantly just, you know, up on YouTube or what is it? World Star, like with the drama or for whoever. Whether she had a live with somebody, whatever it is that y'all posting about Nicki is like, what the fuck? I really don't see anybody posting up shit like her fucking accomplishments that she's done. You know what I'm saying? Give her her fucking credit. Give her her fucking credit. Yes. Yes. I got them bars. I'm indicted. I'm popping. I'm uninvited. Click on the clitoris. Nigga, don't fucking bite it. I ride it in the circle. This shit is fucking bananas. Then I pick it up, look at it. I said, daddy, can get at it. Yellow brick road. He said that I am a wizard. Get it, want it, want it. You know I want it, damn it. I'm a trickster to anything I do, they do. Yeah, I'm up on it. We need a poppy, poppy. Jump at a sloppy, sloppy. I give it to you if you beat it up like poppy. With the shoe, no cylinders in the roof, and I'm begging me to lose 12 cylinders in the coop. I get tone with the chrome, no telling when I'm a shoe. I just bang, bang, bang. But killers is in my group, gorillas is in my unification. And where it's your wedding, I shine, shine, shine. Got diamonds under my cupids, I'm in LA times. But then when niggas doing in my flows, big crack. I think that nigga using me, that body, everybody ain't closing these bitches, losing, using up a bitch, moving. No, I ain't studying, no, I ain't moving. Damn, a bitch, snooty. Shout out to my juice, I'm a big moving. Big fat city, just keep me protruding. I be like, fuck up, fuck up. Billy Rubin. anybody who's sitting here listening to this podcast already fucking know that when you get lost in a fucking word, there's nothing that you can do is sit there and like, what did she just say? And then keep replaying it over and over again. So point is, I made this podcast because if you're a fan of Nikki, you really do have to start like manifesting that you're going to go to the concert. And I'm manifesting that. I've never wanted to go to a concert so bad besides the Alicia Keys one that I was not able to make. So sorry, Alicia Keys. I love you. I will forever love you. And one day that will happen. However, I know Nikki is fucking coming. I know she's coming. Why? Because she's very quiet about her shit. She's very quiet about her shit. She'll say something here and there. It's a little barbs, you know what I'm saying? But she's up on a lot of shit. And I feel like slowly she might be coming up with another album. She can fucking make money just off of features alone. Do you understand? If she was never her own, that wouldn't make any sense because that is who she is. Let's just say like she never chose to do an album and she was doing features. Hands down, she'd still be fucking just as rich. But since the fact that she is, her versatility in everything as far as business, as far as the things that she's dived into, the people that is attached to her, the things that she encountered in her life as a mom, as a wife and everything, I'm telling you, God is going to bless her in many ways, okay? And, oh, what is this? Plain Jane remix, what's this one? Forgot about this one. Damn. Crazy. Yeah. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me. Crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to put this out real quick to just give Nikki her props. I guess you could say we're giving her her flowers today. I guess we could say that. We're giving Nikki her flowers because she is doing so well right now. Let's see what else is besides. Well, I mean, oh my God, I have to play this before we get off. Like, I'm watching the video. Crazy. That beat is fire. And Ice Spice is so cute. She's so cute. Heavy on it. Oh my God. Like, so sexy. Keep the sack, but she's welcome. I got fans. Baby shot, and I don't give a damn. I'm still getting money. I know who I am. Trying to be low, he don't hit on my gram. Baby, smart, you gonna act like a fan. Thinking you bigger, they get your head gas. Bitches slow, so I give them a pass. Like, I keep the stack. Bitches know why, cause they know I got fans. They be chatting, I don't give a damn. I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Trying to be low, he don't hit on my gram. If he smart, he gon' act like a fan. Thinking you bigger than get your gas, bitch. Yes. And I just fell in love with a gangster. So he put my name in a tie. Back. But I don't let him come to the crib. Ass everywhere, yo. And they heard that I'm up on them banners. Calling my phone, but they know I don't answer. And I heard I'm like Princess Diana. I'm thick as I'm eating oats. Bitch, not taking shit from me, but notes. Wanna be me, so she do my emotes and my name in her mouth, so I bet she gon' choke. She's so cute. Think about me when she brushing his teeth. He gets sex and I leave him on scene. Hottest bitch out and they know what I mean. Like, God, keep it a stack. Bitches move walk cause they know I got bands. I don't give a damn, I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Trying to be low, he don't hit on my gram. If you smart, you gon' act like a fan. Thinking you bigger, they get your gas. Bitches slow, so I give him a pass. God damn, look at that fucking ass she got. She's so cute, Nikki's fucking bad. Yes. They burnt they London bridges. None of them bitches British. I know they know the difference. Grr. And I just fell in love with a gangster, so I hold him down like an anchor. He said if I keep it 100, then he keep me safe like a banker. Nowadays I be making him famous. So fuck who you lames is. Of course I be pushing they buttons. I hold the control like the gamers. Like, I keep it a stack. Bitches is ass, we keeping it crack. Bad little redhead, she about to black. We come out, it's a movie, but we don't do bap. I'm from London, straight from the palace. Manda, Magalas, I text us like Dallas. Keep it a bean, yo. He talk nice, cause the pussy gave me help.
Keep it a stack. Bitches will walk cause they know I got bands. They be chatting, I don't give a damn. I'm still getting money, I know who I am. Trying to be low, he don't hit up my gram. If he's smart, he gon' act like a fan. Thinking you bigger than get your gas. Bitches close, so I give him a pass. Like, blah, keep it a stack. Bitches will walk cause they know I got bands.
All right. If you was bumping with me, thank you. But my fucking episode is a little bit too long now. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Nicki Minaj, tell her we love her. We are supporting her. And I've never been to a Nicki Minaj concert, anything. So I'm going to try to make it my goal to go. I just wanted to give the flowers to Nicki because she's a fucking queen. So therefore, hopefully, you know, I get to go. See you guys there. Bye.